Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jesus Christ Underground podcast. This is your host, Gary Roth, humble servant of the Lord. At least I try to be. I am going to embark on a new series, you might say. Over Christmas, my son Owen, 17 years old, got me a Daily Strength for Men devotional. And I think that it would be useful for everybody following Christ. I don't think it's just for men. Although if there are some masculine overtones, I just ask for grace. I think that it's important that we explore Scripture consistently. I think that we should pull resources together that are helpful to one another, that are in truth. I will try my best to ensure that I don't share anything that I don't find to be untruthful, and I hope that most of what I share will be incredibly helpful. If you'd like to turn your Bible to the book of Exodus, we're going to start in chapter 34. 34 verse 1 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Cut for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke.'" God was really angry with the Israelites, and so was Moses. As you might remember, God miraculously freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and the Israelites, guess how they responded? They complained endlessly. Some even said that they wanted to go back to Egypt because, you know, while they were slaves there, the food was top-notch. Now, when they reached Mount Sinai and Moses went up on the mountain to talk to God, the Israelites decided to make a new god to take the place of the one who hadn't done much for them lately. God gave the law to Moses, including, in Exodus 31:18, two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God. Then God told Moses that the Israelites had corrupted themselves by worshiping a golden calf and needed to feel God's wrath. Moses begged God to reconsider, and God agreed. I need you to pay attention there. Moses begged God to reconsider, and God agreed. But when Moses saw for himself what was going on in the camp, according to verse 19, his anger burned hot. He burned the calf, ground it to powder, and put the powder in water, and made the people drink it. Moses commanded the sons of Levi to kill anyone who was not on God's side, and 3,000 men died. But first Moses broke the stone tablets, the ones written with the finger of God. Now, what's the point? The point is, anger can make you do things that you regret. Anger can lead to sin. But anger is not bad in and of itself. Even Jesus himself got angry. In Ephesians 4:26, Paul writes, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." The first two words are a command. Be angry, but don't sin in your anger. God didn't want Moses to break the tablets, but God understood why Moses was angry. So God made Moses and the people of Israel some new tablets, but with the same law. When you sin in anger, repent. God will take care of the rest. Now we're in Exodus 32, verses 15 through 20, and then on into 34, verse 1 and 6 and 7. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets that were written on both sides, on the front and on the back they were written. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear." As soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf that they had made, burned it with fire, and ground it to the powder, scattered it on the water, and made the people drink it. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Cut for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke." The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. My devotional has some questions here for you to consider. What do you do when you are angry, when you explode? Do you try to cover it? Does it depend on who's there? What do you wish that you did when you are angry? What do you think makes God angry? Think about the last few times you got really mad. Was it because of something that would make God angry? If not, then why were you so upset? Anger is considered a secondary emotion because the real issue is usually something else. Have you ever explored why you get angry? If not, what would cause you to explore that, I wonder? Use caution with your anger. Maybe do some exploration of the word righteous anger and see if it lines up with yours. There's a prayer here. You can pray with me if you'd like. Father, I admit that my anger has caused me to sin. Please forgive me and heal those whom I have hurt. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll keep it short today, but explore your anger. Try to understand that anger can be very destructive. Anger can lead to many, many sins. And if it's personal anger, if it's not righteous anger, then you must explore that. You must examine that, and you must beg for forgiveness. And don't be afraid to get help. Don't be afraid to seek out a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist. And I think that you can trust them to help you feel better, get better, so that you don't damage people with your anger or your relationships or your children. So pray, examine the scripture, and examine your heart. And until next time, take care of yourself.